All across America and around the world, welcome to the voice of America's veterans, Veterans Radio. And now your host for today's program, former Chief Warrant Officer, 195th Assault Helicopter Company, Republic of Vietnam, 1969. Here he is. Give it up for Dale Throneberry.
Good morning, America, and welcome to Veterans Radio. This is Dale Throneberry, better known as I don't know what today. I'm really excited about today.
Well, who was that guy that always announced the awards in the Miss America?
Bert Parks.
Bert Parks. You're
yes,
the Bert
there
Parks
she
today.
Goes. Yes. Yes, and that's the type of program we're going to have for you today. We're going to be announcing the award winners for the Military Writers Society of America in a little bit, and so make sure all of you Military Writers Society of America members are listening in there at veteransradio.net.
I just had to get that
in. Yes, I know. And our music meister today is former 101st Airborne, Bob Gould.
All right, standing the door. This is the Air Boss talking to all you folks out there and welcoming you on a beautiful fall day here in Ann Arbor, Michigan, to Veterans Radio.
Thank you. Yes, we are coming to you live from the studios of WDEO 990 AM in Ann Arbor, Michigan. And we want to shout out there to those of you that are listening out in California at KIXW 960 AM in Apple Valley. We want to welcome you to listening to Veterans Radio because we've got an announcement for you.
Well, I wonder how they can see out there because that's where all the fires are.
I don't know. We
no,
have
they
a guest
are.
That
they're east of L.A. and they're right there in Apple Valley, Appleton, which must be near Apple Valley, right?
One would think. Yeah. One of our guests later on, one of the authors, Mark Yablanka, is calling on from Burbank, California. So maybe we can ask him a little bit about that as we go along.
That's right.
But anyway, for those of you that like to play golf, we always try to talk about a fundraiser or something that's going on for veterans around the country. And this is a great opportunity for us to talk to our audience that listened to us on KIXW that the 5th annual Greater Los Angeles USO Celebrity Golf Tournament is going to be held this coming Thursday, the 17th of September, 2009, at the Trump National Golf Course. Is there anything he doesn't own? Which is in Rancho Palo Verde, California. And this year, the USO Honorary Golf Chairman and Celebrity Host is former Dodger and current Dodger baseball announcer Rick Mundy. Many of you may remember Rick Mundy from a number of years ago in 1976 when a couple of protesters ran out into Dodger Stadium and attempted to burn the American flag, and he knocked them down and saved the flag. So Rick Mundy is going to be honored.
Here.
He is going to receive. We're going to pull in the Veterans Radio Orchestra here because he is going to receive the Bob Hope Thanks for the Memory Award.
Thanks for the memory.
That's not too bad. He forgot the words.
Michigan's going to beat Notre Dame and everything's going to... Oh, I got that in, didn't I?
Yeah, you did get that in. But anyway, so for those of you that want to participate, I'm sure it's a great fundraiser. It raises money for the USOs in the Los Angeles area. It's going to be carried on KABC, KLOS, and September will be the third time that the USO golf outing is staged at the Trump National Golf Course. And it's a great opportunity. You can go to a couple of email spots here to find out more information. And one is the bobhopeuso.org to find out more information about this. And hopefully you can go out and observe this. It says that many celebrities from film, TV, radio, stage, and sports are going to participate in this annual fundraising tournament at the Trump that will help enable the local USO centers to provide hospitality services and a safe haven at the Bob Hope Hollywood USO at LAX.
Well, go ahead. What?
No, I was just going to give the other airport. Where did it go? USO at the Ontario Airport and the USO Lounge at Palm Springs Airport.
The USO is such a cool organization. And we did a program on that, too, by the way. Anybody, you can go out to the archives and find that program on the USO because we talked about the gal besides Bob Hope. Who was it?
Dorothy L'Amour.
Yeah, well, and Martha Ray. Yes, and then they make her a colonel?
Yeah, she was an honorary colonel. I don't think it was honorary. I think they ended up making her a full bird colonel. I'm not sure how they did that. Remember, because we did a program on Martha Ray last year, I believe it was.
Right, that was a USO program.
One of them.
One of them, right. And we've, I think we've had three. Great organization. Great. I remember myself going to the USO on a Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. I didn't go to those other places.
Well, for those of us, for many people that came back 40 years ago from Vietnam, the USO was a safe haven.
Yes,
and a lot of the airports, it was someplace that we could go and we could feel safe because we really didn't know what to expect. But I won't go into that right now. Anyway, coming up in the first segment, we are going to be announcing the Military Writers Society of America's award winners. And then in the rest of the program, we're going to be talking about the upcoming conference in Orlando, Florida, where we will be hopefully broadcasting live from Orlando to talk to you. We've got an author on. We've got guests. We've got all kinds of things. At this point in the program, we always have our segment that we call Welcome Home. And this is something that we feel is very, very important. We always want to welcome home our troops from wherever they are around the world. And Bob, you're on.
Thank you, Dale. Welcome home. Each week on Veterans Radio, we welcome home servicemen and women who've been stationed around the world in the service of their country. Dateline, Nevada. Family and friends welcomed home the airmen to Nellis Air Force Base. The airmen assigned to the 58th and 66th Rescue Squadron and the 763rd Maintenance Squadron performed combat rescue operations, medical evacuation, and humanitarian missions while at Joint Base Balad, north of Baghdad. While deployed, they provided more than 20,000 hours of alert support, completed more than 400 missions, and saved lives through medevac missions. Dateline, McChesney Park, Illinois. There will be a welcome home for a group of soldiers returning home from service in Afghanistan. The 135th Chemical Company from McChesney Park has been away for a year. They were responsible for a variety of missions in Afghanistan, earning 8 Bronze Stars and 2 Combat Action Badges. Dateline, Galva, Wisconsin. Galva National Guard members will be coming home after serving the past year in Afghanistan. About 23 soldiers from the Galva National Guard arrived at Fort McCoy, Wisconsin, for demobilization. Welcome Home is sponsored each week by the Marine Scholars Program of Ave Maria University. For more information regarding the Marine Scholar Program, visit them online at avemaria.edu. That's avemaria.edu.
You have honorably served the United States and the Marine Corps in times of peace and war. Now we would like to serve you. The Marine Scholars Program covers the total cost of attending Ave Maria University. By combining resources from the Ave Maria University Marine Scholars Funding, federal financial aid entitlements, and the GI Bill. The benefits are granted for the duration of the recipient's study at Ave Maria University, contingent upon good conduct and good academic standing. The Marine Scholars Program is open to all reserve and active component Marines and other combat veterans of Operation Enduring Freedom and Operation Iraqi Freedom who have honorably served our country. Please visit us online at www.avemaria.edu or call the Assistant Director of Admissions at 239-280-2552. You helped us. Now let us help you. Semper Fi.
We're back on Veterans Radio, and joining us on the air right now is our first guest, and that is Rob Ballister. And Rob is the lead reviewer and the 2009 Military Writers Society of America President's Award winner. Rob, welcome to Veterans Radio.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing fine, and you are in Bluebell, Pennsylvania this morning. Is that correct?
I am. I am in kind of cloudy as I look out the window, Bluebell, Pennsylvania, for my brother's wedding.
Well, congratulations to your brother, and I'm glad that we were able to get a hold of you, and we want to talk to you about, you are the lead reviewer for the Military Writers Society, and it is your job, along with some others, to decide who are going to win your awards this year. Is that correct?
That is correct. We this year we did about close to 100 reviews, and I have a stable of about 14 reviewers, and we get these books throughout the year, and we take a look at what genre they are, and we farm them out to the reviewers. And the reviewers do a really good job of scoring these books on several different categories and then send them back to me, and then we rack and stack them at the end of the year. And a few weeks ago, you were nice enough to have us on board to do the for me to read off the finalists. And then once we read off the finalists, we went we put together an awards committee, mm-hmm. and racked and stacked them again and came out with our winners for this year. So okay. It was a big deal. We had as the society has been growing for several years, we've been getting more and more really high-quality books. So this job gets harder every year.
I can only imagine. And you probably had to go to some secret, undisclosed location in order to vote on this, because you don't want the word to get out. You can't let it sneak out.
No. It's very close to the vest. Top secret only kind of stuff.
Okay, well, why don't we get right into it right now, and we are going to start to announce the winners of the Military Writers Society of America Awards for 2009. Beginning with...
We're going to start with the anthology category.
Okay.
And in that category, the first runner-up, Uncle John's Bathroom Reader Salutes the Military, with MWSA contributing member Andrew Lubin.
Okay.
Our silver medal, By Damn It, We're Marines, Veteran Stories of the Heroism, Horror, and Humor in World War II on the Pacific Front, by Gail Chatfield.
And we had Gail on our program a couple of weeks ago to talk about By Damn It, We're Marines.
And the gold medal for 2009 in the anthology category, Home of the Brave, Stories in Uniform, edited by Jeffrey Hess.
Congratulations to Jeffrey Hess. Wow.
We'll move on to the children's category, which is something we've been doing for a few years. All of our books don't necessarily have to be about military issues. They could be things that are related to the military, like children of military mm-hmm. members, and we have had a pretty robust category this year. Our second runner-up in that category, If I Had a Daddy, by Mary M. Sullivan. Our first runner-up, The Elementary Adventures of Jeep Jones, Buck, and Blue, written by Sandra Miller Leinhart. Our silver medalist, Memories of Me, by L.M. Rabagnoli. And for 2009, our gold medal winner in the children's category, You and Your Military Hero, Building Positive Thinking Skills During Your Hero's Deployment, by Thea Zitzel. So congratulations to all of them.
Well, congratulations. You and Your Military Hero is by, looks like, a number of writers.
Yes, the contributing member is Thea Zitzel.
Okay, we got it. All right, so moving on from children's book to fiction, I'm guessing.
Yes, we'll go to fiction. This is the category where we had the most, we had well over 20 books in the fiction category.
Wow.
Big, big job. But we narrowed it down, and we do think that this is the best of the best. Our second runner-up, Honor Defended, by D.H. Brown. Our first runner-up, The Sandman, by David Lucero. Our silver medalist, Child Finder, by Mike Angley. And our gold medal for 2009, The Take Us, by John R. Takacs.
The Take Us?
Takacs. The book is called The Take Us, and it's a very, very unique story about one veteran's rallying against the energy crisis. It was very well received. So congratulations to them.
Congratulations.
From there, we'll go to historical fiction. Historical fiction differs from fiction in that it's written against an historical background of a significant event in our nation's history. Mm-hmm. Our second runner-up, Virginia's War, by Jack London. Not the Jack London. This is another Jack London who happens to share the same name and is also a very good writer.
Okay.
Our first runner-up, Hollywood Buzz, by Margaret Leach. Our silver medalist, The Final Salute, by Kathleen M. Rogers. And for 2009, our gold medal in the historical fiction category, True Colors by Aaron Rainwater.
Can you give me a brief synopsis of what True Colors is about?
Wow.
I stumped you on that one. That's what happens when you read 20 books in 2 weeks.
We've looked at quite a few. I don't have my notes in front of me, and I'm really, really embarrassed.
We'll catch up with that before the end of the program. I'm sure that somebody will give us a call and let us know about that book. Congratulations, anyway, to Aaron. I apologize for doing this to Rob myself.
That's my fault. I'm sorry. Okay, now we go to memoir. Memoir, we have a silver and a gold. The silver medalist in memoir category, The Lady Gangster, Memoirs of a Sailor by Dale Stacker. And gold medal for 2009, Cat Low, A Memoir of Invincible Youth by Virgil Irwin.
Okay.
Congratulations to both of them.
And Cat Low, I'm guessing, is probably a memoir of Vietnam.
Exactly. We do seem to, for memoirs, most of our memoir submissions are usually, we're still getting some World War II ones, but most of them are Vietnam.
Well, I think that's because a lot of us have finally gotten to the point of where we're trying to sit down and actually write out what we remember so that it doesn't go away.
And now we're starting to see, we're starting to get a few from Iraq,
mm-hmm.
but by far the lion's share of the personal sharing is still Vietnam. And our founder, Bill McDonald, is a Vietnam vet. And when he started this, that was, he brought it using a lot of his contacts, a lot of his friends, and working with PTSD
mm-hmm.
groups, brought in a lot of Vietnam vets. So that's always kind of been our staple.
Well, the idea again is that we're at that point in our lives, as I mentioned earlier, where it's important for us to get this out. Many of us blocked it away for 40 years, and now we're suddenly saying, not suddenly, but we're saying, that was a pretty good story. Maybe I should write that down. Or we write it for our family, and the next thing you know, it kind of blossoms from there.
And we've also seen a lot of, in the fiction category, we've seen a lot of stories that were inspired by real events that the author, either to maybe separate themselves a little bit from having to write about what actually happened, but where they take their experiences and put them into a fictionalized account. And some of those are also very, very good. So there's awful lot of influence.
I want to tell our audience, make sure that you go to militarywriters.com and check out some of these books. We've been fortunate that many of the authors, thankfully, have been sending us copies, and they're just amazing stories that are out there. And it seems like it's kind of both of our mantras to get those stories out. So, all right, so we're going to kind of move to an unusual category next, isn't it? Music?
Yes, we do.
I'm jumping
we do
ahead.
Have, all right. Military Writers Society, though it does say Military Writers in the title, was actually envisioned to be a place for veterans to express their artistic side, whether it be writing or music or art. And we do have musicians and artists, though not as many as we do writers, that participate in the society. So we do have a music category. Online, we also showcase some of our members' artwork. But in the music category, we have one award this year, to Jeff Jellerson for his CD, Going Home.
Mm-hmm.
And very, very well reviewed by our initial reviewer was Lloyd King, an infantry grunt from Vietnam himself, and a past award winner. Several of our reviewers are past award winners from earlier years in the society.
Mm-hmm. And if people want to get a hold of, well, any of these books, but let's suppose we wanted to get a hold of a copy of Going Home. How would we go about doing that? Would we go to your website to find it?
It's available in a couple different places, but if you go to our website and look up, you can look by artist or by title. So if you either look for Going Home or Jeff Jellerson,
mm-hmm.
you'll get a page that tells you exactly where it's available or how to get a copy.
Okay, and that website is militarywriters.com, correct?
Correct, and we do that for all of our books. Most of our books, sometimes they're, you know, you can only get them from the author, and that'll mm-hmm. be listed on the website. A lot of times they're available on Amazon or Barnes & Noble, and there'll be a link to those to purchase it. So we try to do, as when we put up the reviews, we try to do the best we can to spread the word. So if there's a couple different sources, we'll put up as many as we can so that we can get the word out there.
Okay. All right, Rob, we're talking with Rob Ballister, who is the head reviewer for Military Writers Society of America, and we're announcing the award winners for 2009, and our next category is nonfiction. So, Rob?
Nonfiction. For our second runner-up, it's a Vietnam trilogy. It's actually three books about dealing with the effects of the Vietnam War, and it's by Raymond M. Scurfield. Our first runner-up, Fire in the Night, Creative Essays from an Iraq War Vet, by Lee Kelly. Our silver medalist, The Ether Zone, U.S. Army Special Forces Detachment B-52, Ray Morris. And our gold medal for 2009, Sacred Ground, Tribute to Veterans, by Tom Ruck. This is a picture book, photographs of national cemeteries across the country with some essays interspersed throughout. Very powerful book. Tom did a great job. We're happy to award him the 2009 gold medal.
It is. It's a very powerful book. I do have a copy of that one. It's extremely powerful. Poetry.
Poetry. We have three award winners in poetry. The first runner-up, Sugar, Zeros, and Lemon Drops by Jim Greenwald. Our silver medalist, Poems of Passion and Songs for the Soul, by the multi-talented Jeff Jellerson.
Again.
Who may very well be our first dual medalist in MWS, at least two medals in the same year in MWSA history. We'll have to check that. And our gold medalist, Tears for Mother Earth, by Jim Greenwald, who also won the first runner-up this year. So we have a couple of multi-talented individuals doing poetry for us here in the society. So congratulations to those two gentlemen.
Definitely congratulations to them. We have done a programs around Memorial Day. There's a poetry reading that's done at the Wall in Washington, D.C., and so I'll bet you Jim has probably been there in the past.
And we do showcase, we put some poems up on the site from different members, so if you don't want to read the whole book or that's too much poetry for you at any one particular time, then you can just get on and read some of the best on the site.
All right.
I still talk to my English teacher from high school, and when I mention how I did in poetry, she shudders.
Yeah, I think all of our English teachers probably shudder when you think about poetry. But
okay, reference. Moving on to the reference category. Two winners. The silver medal, America's Film Vault, by Philip W. Stewart. And the gold medal, The Book of War, by Dwight Zimmerman.
Wow.
The Book of War is kind of an anthology of different significant events in military history and shows how they changed the basically the layout of U.S. history through significant military events. So very interesting book.
Sounds
now
like
we're down to the, we got spiritual, and then we have the individual service awards. In the spiritual category, and spiritual and religious kind of spans, basically the focus is on either a spiritual or religious or a faith-based impact towards combat,
mm-hmm.
towards being in the military. So our second runner-up, I Will Never Give Up on God Again, by Derek W. Clark. Our first runner-up, Bible Promises for Soldiers, by Jacqueline Barnes. It's a very short but powerful book to provide some inspiration from the Bible for soldiers. Our silver medalist, Battlefields and Blessings, Stories of Faith and Courage from World War II, by Mr. Larkin Spivey. And our gold medalist, God in the Foxhole, Inspiring True Stories of Miracles on the Battlefield, by Charles Sasser. Both of these medalists' books, very, very powerful, very well written, about things that maybe we just can't quite explain that happen on the battlefield, or incredible incredible events that happen, stories of faith and prayer, and both, they're just very inspiring and very solid works for those of us in the military.
They are very powerful books, and I know that we've, again, we've done a program like this on Veterans Radio about, you know, God in war and God in the foxhole and so forth, and some of the experiences that many of our readers and our listeners have had. We're talking with Rob Ballister, who is the chief reviewer for the Military Writers Society of America. And you, for our listeners, you can go to their website, militarywriters.com, and find access to these books. And I'm guessing shortly there will be a list of who these winners are up on the website. We'll talk with the president of the Military Writers a little bit later on. And then finally, you said there was a last category.
Yes, we have, every year we do individual service awards, books that seem to be the best of the best or seem to have a specific slant for a particular service. And we pick one book a year for each of the four services. That's not to slight the Coast Guard. If we get a Coast Guard-centric book, it would compete in the Navy Coast Guard category. But this year we have four: Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marine.
Okay.
So we'll start with the Air Force. The 2009 Air Force Gold Medal goes to U.S. Air Force Prototype Jet Fighters Photo Scrapbook by Specialty Press. Well, Specialty Press published it, and the authors are Jenkins and Landis. Specialty Press is a contributing member to the society, and they are a member, and we review a lot of their books. So, U.S. Air Force Prototype Jet Fighters Photo Scrapbook, for those interested in good pictures of jets.
Jets, I'm going to say, it's going to be one of those books where the jets are flying upside down.
Yes.
You know, one flying normal and one flying upside down. They probably got one of those pictures in there. I can't figure out how they do that. But anyway, okay, moving right along.
We'll go to the Army. The 2009 Army Gold Medal goes to Immeasurable Spirit, Lessons of a Wounded Warrior, by LaToya Lucas. LaToya served in Iraq and this is her story of her coming back from being wounded while serving her country. And from there we go to Marine. And the 2009 Marine Gold Medal goes to Wesley Gray for Embedded, a Marine Corps Advisor Inside the Iraqi Army. And that book was also, in addition to us being reviewed and awards, it was also just recently reviewed in Navy Times. So if anybody gets Navy Times, you can also read a good review there.
Okay.
And I saved Navy for last because I'm currently serving in the Navy, so that's kind of a soft spot for them.
All right.
Our 2009 Navy Gold Medal goes to Tommy Thomason, again from Specialty Press. Strike from the Sea, U.S. Navy Attack Aircraft from Sky Raider to Super Hornet, 1948 through the present.
Right.
And that's it. Congratulations again to all our award winners. The competition this year this is my third year, maybe my fourth year, in being involved in the review and the award process. This year was the most rigorous award process we've ever done, where we actually scored things and reviewed constantly, and the competition was just incredible. The amount of really quality books we had to pick from. So, congratulations again.
Yeah, congratulations to all of the winners of the Military Writers Society of America 2009 awards. We're anxious to meet all of you when we go down to Orlando and talk with you. We got about 30 seconds left until our break. Rob, I want to thank you so very much for being on Veterans Radio again, and remind our listeners that Rob Ballister is the lead reviewer for Military Writers Society and was the 2009 President's Award winner this year. So congratulations to you, and congratulations again on your the wedding that's going on in Pennsylvania. And we'll be talking to you soon. Thanks very much for being on Veterans Radio.
Thanks, Phil. Thanks, Bob. CB's can do. You guys have a good day.
Thank you very much. You're listening to Veterans Radio.
The Medal of Honor is the highest award for valor in combat given a member of the Armed Forces of the United States. There have been over 3,400 recipients of the nation's highest award. This is one of them. Sergeant David Bleek,
although a medical aid man, killed three North Korean soldiers and disarmed two more. Details after this.
So what's the deal? You gonna get a job now or what?
Did you have to shoot anyone?
Why are you so distant? Are you not happy to see me?
No one knows what it's like to come back from Iraq or Afghanistan unless they were there. Join other veterans at communityofveterans.org, brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.